As we wrap up our overview of the candidates running for Hawaii's 2nd Congressional District, we now turn to a third-party candidate in the running, Jonathan Ho'omanawanui. He's a member of Hawaii's Aloha Aina Party. It was formed in 2015 and promotes traditional Hawaiian values. It also advocates for better transparency and accountability among Hawaii's elected officials. An Army veteran and former football coach, Ho'omanawanui, identifies education, veteran care, and COVID-19 relief as key issues that Hawaii currently faces. He tells producer Harrison Patino that he believes political change in Hawaii and in the country has stagnated.
We're kind of stuck in a way we vote. We vote party. I mean, if we get away from voting for party and we vote the person that's going to do the job for the people of Hawaii, I think they would come out with a better result. And I hate to say that, but the party's been fighting against each other. I mean, it's all about party here. I mean, state of Hawaii, we got our own economic issues. I think we should vote for the person. We're going to pay this guy $187,000 a year of taxpayers' dollars. We need the most qualified guy in that position. I can tell you right now, and I'm the most qualified guy in that position. I'll just elaborate something about me. I testify in Congress annually on behalf of 1.7 million members. And we passed that law up there, that bill was a 299 Act of the Blue Water Navy Act. With that said, it allows veterans the opportunity, after 55 long years now, we're talking about Vietnam veterans that serve on a Navy ship, and we're giving them an opportunity now to apply for those presumptives of Agent Orange. Besides that, I'm coming in a different party. I'm running for the Aloha Aina Party. I think the people that comes from the Aloha State should be, you know, affiliated with people with Aloha. I just, you know, I can't say much more, but you asked me the question about how would I, you know, collaborate up there in Congress and this and that. Yeah, that's the whole thing about this. If we get people in the office that knows what they're doing, they're going to get their money's worth. We're talking, it's only a two-year seat, but we need somebody that's going to work. I mean, I worked at the VA for 3.5 years, and I got that position by people in Washington, D.C., a couple of directors walked in there, said, "Look like a trustworthy guy. Hey, would you like to be an accredited service officer approved by the Office of General Counsel?" Now, to get this kind of accreditation, it takes a year and a half. But I got mine. I ended up producing $9.4 billion for veterans and their families in compensation. We all know that the VA is a hard place to rock. I mean, Tulsi Gabbard had told me that, you know, hey, you know, I've been to VA twice, two times, and they stonewalled me. But all I could say was, Tulsi, that they're improving. Maybe not as fast as we think VA should improve by taking care of our veterans. And that is one of the main issues. Besides my program that I want to run for the state of Hawaii, it's a 5x5 lottery pilot program. It's 5 years. It's temporary. At the end of every year, we're going to take an assessment, evaluation of where we stand as far as money is concerned, because we all know right now the pandemic has hampered the economy here. Tourism, we can't depend on that. And that was the major money-making industry that brought monies to the state of Hawaii. And then we're talking about federal funding. You know, federal funding, it's not going to come. We got a global pandemic going on. Yeah, it'll come. But most of that, over half of that goes to Hawaii's taxes, and the rest goes to the state of Hawaii. Something's wrong someplace in between. I believe that my 5x5 program will help us recover quicker than we think. There's over a million people that are living in Hawaii. If everybody donates to the lottery program, a dollar a day, sheesh, we got what? Over $900,000 a day. I mean, it's just simple math, common sense, a lot of common sense. For me, in Congress, when I make the decision, it's going to be all about, number one, primary research. Number two, secondary research, which includes data, statistics. Number three, with common sense and working collaboratively, I mean, working side by side, giving those other constituents, giving those other colleagues the impression that, hey, take a look at this. This is what research found. And that's how I would take your business up there. Going back to the five-year 5x5 program, there's five things that it's going to support, and the money is going to be funneled through that program. With safeguards in place, making sure policies are in place, at the same time making sure the charters are written correctly. And these are the words STEEP. STEEP stands for S, sustainable infrastructure. That's how we're going to do it. And then T is taxes. The E, education. The other E is for elderly health care. And the P, which stands for public safety. I mean, this 5x5 program is one of the main programs that I think that we can recover with the state of Hawaii, being in the pandemic, being in the crisis that we're in right now. That's the program that I want to take for here and for the and for national. Now, at the national level, my program and my focus is on cybersecurity. Cybersecurity is very, very important. The cyber, nowadays, computers and numbers, they all run what? They're all the gateway to a lot of the which we call social media, to children, to prevent also the human trafficking, which is child trafficking. I mean, so we gotta keep our domestic community safe, as well as we got CIA working in the international level, and then we got the FBI taking care of that. But now, that's how I would work with people, and I believe my 5x5 program would be the solution to the state of Hawaii.
Now, Jonathan, you touched a little bit earlier about your experience that makes you qualified for the job. So in a way, you've answered my next question, but what do you identify as some of the key issues on a national scale that you feel would need to transcend party lines?
Working together. Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, you know, I'm from the Aloha State. I know how to work together. We struggled in Hawaii. We came through. I didn't go through a high school and graduate at the top of the high school, but I do have the walking experience, the intercommunications experience, as far as the experience in Congress. I mean, working side by side, we have to do that. We have to agree on making things, agree on making sure that we make good decisions. I mean, we cannot just make decisions among ourselves. I mean, we represent the peoples of our state.
In terms of specifically back on the people of Hawaii, what policy or legislation do you believe that you would want to pursue in Congress that you would prioritize chiefly to help the residents of Hawaii? Now, you talked about it earlier, but is there anything we might have missed?
Federal funding is one, but that shouldn't be a permanent program. Federal funding should be a temporary program. Again, for the state of Hawaii, we're lacking money. We're in a debt crisis right now. We don't have monies. I mean, we got the rail going on. That's one. We got education going on. That's two. Our public safety, maybe a little bit shaky here and there. But cybercrime, again, we got the new one in Hawaii. I mean, they're taking our children away. Our cost of our economy is too high. So how do we leverage that? We leverage that by thinking of programs that we can bring to the state of Hawaii that we can recover. It's going to take 10 to 15 years properly to recover. And the only way we can recover, sir, is raise taxes. Well, you got it straight from Jonathan's mouth. I'm not about raising taxes. I'm actually wanting to put monies back in the people's pocket and not raise any taxes. Safety concern. Look, we got the pandemic. I mean, all of these things. Yeah, we got to stay flexible when we make decisions. At the same time, we got to prioritize at the same time. So whatever comes to the plate, if you ask me, it's those five things: public safety, elderly health care in Hawaii, infrastructure, which is the homeless, the home program, the affordable homes program. I mean, all of this, education. These are the essential things that we need for the state of Hawaii. I mean, that's what I'm going to push up in Congress at the same time, and for the state of Hawaii, for the people of Hawaii.
That was Aloha Aina Party's candidate for Hawaii's 2nd Congressional seat, Jonathan Ho'omanawanui. He was talking with our producer, Harrison Patino.